Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Clouds giving way to sunshine. We'll have a high near 71. Kenosha right now with some light rain, 63 degrees. Just cloudy in Burlington where it's 59. Milwaukee clouds, 63. Some light rain in Racine, also 63 degrees. It's not to the point of any final vote just yet, but the Racine County Board is hearing now from constituents on the possibility of the county's financial investment in an event center on Racine's lakefront, part of a development with a private hotel and restaurant. During public comments, Fiona Murphy said the project would benefit every municipality in the county with tourism.
It's 1 hour and 16 minutes to go to Burlington. It's just slightly farther to go to Waterford. What people in Evanston who have come up to visit me all these years can't believe is that our county exists here. They can't believe the prices compared to northern Chicago. So an arena like this is what's finally giving them the reason to come up and see what our county has to offer.
Ken Brown strongly supports what's simply called the arena proposal, just not with local tax dollars.
This is a really excellent opportunity for someone to come into our community and invest private money and build a fantastic stadium on a piece of property along our lakefront. Start paying taxes for that piece of property along the lakefront. And I'm a downtown business owner, I'm a downtown business resident, I'm a downtown marina user, and I'm a downtown entertainment consumer. And I like all of the things about this except one. I don't think the county should be paying for any portion of it.
Pastor Ernest Nye said that it would be an investment with jobs, while George Myers of the Taxpayers Group said a better way to help the local economy is lower taxes and less regulation on business. The county board, after its regular meeting, held a closed session on what was only listed on the agenda as the investment of public funds regarding an economic development opportunity and associated strategies. No decision was made or anything announced about the discussion. Meanwhile, 2 weeks from today, a contingent of Racine County Board supervisors and other county officials will be taking a little bus trip down to Illinois, visiting some of the nursing care facilities run by three companies who are now bidding to purchase the Ridgewood Care Center.
Then we'll rent a bus and take as many people from the county board that are willing to do this. This will be an all-day event. We have three facilities that we want to go tour.
County Board Chairman Rusty Clark and roughly half a dozen supervisors indicating they want to visit those facilities. Their operators deemed the best three of the six bidders for Ridgewood by the county's hired broker. Three bank robberies in the span of about 30 minutes Tuesday afternoon in different parts of the city of Kenosha remained under investigation by police. At about 2 p.m., the Chase Bank at 2901 Washington Road was held up by a black male who demanded money while patting his side to suggest a weapon and then fled on foot. Less than 10 minutes later, the Chase Bank on 6th Avenue in downtown Kenosha was robbed, the suspect also running from the front door. In both cases, the man described as African-American, but one having a light facial hair, the other suspect clean-shaven, wearing a wig. And then the Johnson Bank at 39th Avenue and 60th Street was the third robbery around 2:30 p.m. Kenosha PD again listing the same general description about a male suspect. Wisconsin Humane Society says those 24 dogs seized from a home in Racine on Harmony Drive last Friday have now settled in comfortably, in their words, at all three of their shelter locations, including Racine. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The couple who lived in the home, 33-year-old Heather Jensen and 63-year-old Terry Bogard, have each been charged with 26 misdemeanor counts of mistreating animals. They appeared in court Monday, where they pleaded not guilty to the charges. According to court documents, Jensen operated a dog rescue called Lucky Mutts. However, Racine police said the dogs were being kept in small cages stacked too high without adequate food or water. According to a Facebook post, Jensen was removed as president of Lucky Mutts after the allegations were made against her. The Humane Society is seeking donations of soft treats and new or gently used dog toys, and monetary donations are also being accepted. Jensen and Bogard are scheduled to return to court October 13th for pretrial conferences. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And with sadness, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department has announced that retired canine Bear passed away Monday of this week. He was a member of the department from 2007 until his retirement in 2012. Bear had recently suffered from a rapidly declining health. He'd been handled by Sergeant Aaron Klinkhammer, who right now is the Sheriff's Department's public information officer. Sergeant Klinkhammer announcing the German Shepherd's death on the department's Facebook page. Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection warning the public that 15 skimming devices were discovered at gas pumps in several counties over the past 5 weeks, mainly Dane County, not in Kenosha or Racine counties, but they also did show up in Franklin and Brookfield in Milwaukee County. These skimmers, they look at your credit card and steal your information.
We've been ramping up our inspections over the last 3 to 4 weeks. They've mainly been along major interstate and major Wisconsin highway corridors.
That is DATCAP's Frank Versetta. The consumers who pay at the pump, you got to keep a close eye on your card statements and also the pumps themselves. Well, as things stand right now, for safety and monetary reasons, the city of Racine is going to move ahead with the State Department of Transportation for a roundabout, not signals, at the intersection of Durand Avenue and Memorial Drive, with a reconstruction of Durand between Kearney Avenue and the underpass by Sheridan Road. Speaking to the Public Works and Services Committee, City Engineer John Rooney said that returning a signalized intersection, a lot bigger cost, and it won't reduce the risk for accidents, like with a roundabout.
The option to build roundabout there, between the cost of having to install traffic signals, the geometrics of a signalized intersection are actually larger than the roundabout that is proposed, so the real estate acquisition costs are not there like they were. It's about $400,000 to $500,000 cheaper to build the roundabout than it is a signalized intersection when you factor in all the costs.
Acknowledging the roundabout will be close to the big intersection of Durand and Sheridan, Rooney said that's all factored together, including the timing on the lights. He said an attempt was made to tie this project into the more expansive reconstruction of Durand between Kearney and Kentucky Street, but the DOT dollars not available in the same cycle. Several Sturtevant trustees recently expressing concern about the cost of Bell Urban System bus service for the village. The board last night hearing four potential alternatives for expansion of services with a continual committee meeting. Mike Meyerly, Racine's transit system manager, says he tried to come up with some alternatives that would expand the service but still keep the costs roughly the same.
The reason the Route 27 alternatives are kind of interesting is that we're not actually adding more driver time, we're not adding more buses. I mean, we can make that work pretty much with the resources we have now. So the difference in cost is all about the paratransit. So that gets you, that gets you some residential service.
Mike Balter, the vice president for Goodwill's Talent Bridge program, said that without reliable public transit, a lot of businesses may find they just can't expand and hire more people. Trustee Chris Wright said he liked what he saw, but if the village is going to foot the bill, the service does need to expand. The big unknown, the increase in the cost of providing door-to-door paratransit service, which under the alternative presented last night, would be available to most of the village. No action taken, the issue likely to be debated during budget deliberations. A woman from Burlington facing three counts of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Third offense, she had some minor children in the vehicle. 56-year-old Dorothy Hallett also accused on three counts of operating with a prohibited blood alcohol content. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy pulled over her car on the Burlington bypass August 3rd after employees at a local restaurant said the woman appeared to be intoxicated, leaving the business with three children in the vehicle. Although Hallett denied having had consumed alcohol that day, she did fail reportedly the sobriety test out there in the field and was taken into custody. She'll be back in court later in the month. The Fond du Lac County judge who presided over Kenoshan Dennis Brantner's first murder trial has removed himself from the case. Brantner accused in the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck, who disappeared while driving to Appleton. The trial jury in July could not reach a unanimous verdict. Fond du Lac County DA Eric Tony recently said he plans to try Brantner again, but a new judge will have to be assigned to that case. And former Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Jambois, who's now an assistant DA in Dane County, he will not be taking the lead again in the re-prosecution of Mark Jensen for the 1998 antifreeze poisoning death of his wife, Julie. Jensen's conviction overturned in 2013, a new trial date set for March 6th. Jambois was the DA when the case began. After leaving, he handled it as a special prosecutor. This time, however, Dane County DA Ismail Lozon, who defeated Jambois in a hotly contested primary, says he needs Jambois doing his work there. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts have the local news section. We keep our podcast there. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.